So, as I told you, there was nothing to learn from this Pablo de Noches. He's an immigrant who lives to pay for prostitutes. Just another of the worthless people who have gravitated here ever since the Netherlands became international territory.
Sister Carlotta had sat patiently, waiting for the inspector to wind down his I-told-you-so speech. But when he spoke of a man's worthlessness, she could not let the remark go unchallenged. "He took in that baby," she said, "and fed the child and cared for him." The inspector waved off the objection. "We needed one more street urchin, because that's all that people like this ever produce."
"You didn't learn nothing from him," Sister Carlotta said. "You learned the location where the boy was found.
And the people renting the building during that time are untraceable. A company name that never existed. Nothing to go on. No way to track them down."
"But that nothing is something," said Sister Carlotta. "I tell you that these people had many children in this place, which they closed down in a hurry, with all the children but one taken away. You tell me that the company was a false name and can't be traced. So now, in your experience, doesn't that tell you a great deal about what was going on in that building?"
The inspector shrugged. "Of course. It was obviously an organ farm."
Tears came to Sister Carlotta's eyes. "And that is the only possibility?"
"A lot of defective babies are born to rich families," said the inspector. "There is an illegal market in infant and toddler organs. We close down the organ farms whenever we find out where they are. Perhaps we were getting close to this organ farm, and they got wind of it and closed up shop. But there is no paper in the department on any organ farm that we actually found at that time. So perhaps they closed down for another reason. Still, nothing."
Patiently, Sister Carlotta ignored his inability to realize how valuable this information was.
"Where do the babies come from?"
The inspector looked at her blankly, as if he thought she was asking him to explain the facts of life.
"The organ farm," she said. "Where do they get the babies?"
The inspector shrugged.
"Well, late-term abortions, usually. Some arrangement with the clinics, a kickback, that sort of thing."
"And that's the only source?"
"Well, I don't know. Kidnappings? I don't think that could be much of a factor. There aren't that many babies leaking through the security systems in the hospitals. People selling babies? It's been heard of, yes. Poor refugees arrive with 8 children, and then a few years later they have only 6, and they cry about the ones who died, but who can prove anything? But nothing you can trace."
"The reason I'm asking," said Sister Carlotta, "is that this child is unusual. Extremely unusual."
"3 arms?" asked the inspector.
"Brilliant. Precocious. He escaped from this place before he was 1 year old. Before he could walk."
The inspector thought about that for a few moments.
"He crawled away?"
"He hid in a toilet tank."
"He got the lid up before he was 1 year old?"
"He said it was hard to lift."
"No, it was probably cheap plastic, not porcelain. You know how these institutional plumbing fixtures are."
"You can see, though, why I want to know about the child's parentage. Some miraculous combination of parents."
The inspector shrugged.
"Some children are born smart."
"But there is a hereditary component in this, Inspector. A child like this must have remarkable parents. Parents likely to be prominent because of the brilliance of their own minds."
"Maybe, maybe not," said the inspector. "I mean, some of these refugees, they might be brilliant, but they're caught up in desperate times. To save the other children, maybe they sell a baby. That's even a smart thing to do. It doesn't rule out refugees as the parents of this brilliant boy you have.
I suppose that's possible, said Sister Carlotta.
It's the most information you'll ever have. Because this Pablo de Noches, he knows nothing. He barely could tell me the name of the town he came from in Spain.
He was drunk when he was questioned, said Sister Carlotta.
We'll question him again when he's sober, said the inspector. We'll let you know if we learn anything more. In the meantime, though, you'll have to make do with what I've already told you, because there isn't anything more.
I know all I need to know for now, said Sister Carlotta. Enough to know that this child truly is a miracle, raised up by God for some great purpose.
I'm not Catholic, said the inspector.
God loves you all the same, said Sister Carlotta cheerfully.